Traveler's Journal, May 15th, with resources for traveling pet owners. Travel always involves extra planning for people who own pets. Take them along or leave them at home. A survey found travelers evenly split on the answer. Either way, special arrangements are required. If traveling by plane, most small pets can fly with you in the cabin if its carrier fits under a seat. If not, the animal must travel in the baggage compartment. In either case, fees now start at $75 each way. The Safe Air Travel for Animals bill made transporting pets less risky, but more costly. And know that the airlines do reserve the right to refuse pets, especially during the hot months. There are a host of other considerations, so always check when you make your reservations. Traveling by car is less costly and less complicated. Many hotels and motels now permit dogs and cats in their rooms. Some even offer pet perks. Several good books provide expert advice. Take your pet along details pet-friendly hotels, restaurants, and attractions. Other newsletters and websites help pet owners avoid hassles. The American Animal Hospital Association is a good resource with 17,000 veterinary care providers in the U.S. and abroad. Kennels are the main choice for travelers who prefer to leave their pets at home. Kennel conditions can vary widely. The website of the American Boarding Kennel Association lists its members. In-home care is another option. The National Association of Professional Pet Sitters has a referral service of its members. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.